Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Hey, and we are on Tzadi Dal Dama Beis, Tashma, four lines up from the bottom. And we are talking about the sugyas of Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said on Amar Aleph, Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, Imbala Nafos, Menafa Es Kulo. What did that mean? We remember we learned in the Mishnah that there is a certain acceptable amount of inferior quality items or dirt or things that are unwanted. A certain amount that's acceptable to sell in a transaction. And the Rav Huna though said that if somebody overstocks this inferior quality, if the buyer checks and it's too much, then not only does the seller have to pay back the difference between the acceptable amount and how much he put in, but everything down to zero, menafes kula. And we mentioned that's 2 days in the Gemara, whether that's maker hadin or whether that's a knas, and then we've been trying to bring various rayas or questions about whether that's true, whether we have the concept of kones es kula, even if only a certain amount is a problem, which is usually an acceptable amount, but once we find out that the problem is larger, do we say that you have to remove the whole problem, even the part that is usually accepted? So we spoke in the world of Kilayim, we spoke in the world of Shmira, that was the Machlokas, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi, about Pikadon, 200, 100, and the last point we made was the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding ribis, but Ashtar Sheishbo ribis. So again, as I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, there's a lot of action on this discussion of the Gemara. One of them we had at the end of the Shir is, how could you collect anything based on the Shtar? Once the Eidim are Psulim, so then the Shtar is possible, you can't collect anything. That was the last thing we did. Right before that, we had discussed, and just one other point on that I wanted to mention, is Tosfos's earlier question. Tosfos in Dimarasal Konsin, not Vachachamim, that was the last thing we discussed, but Konsin discussed why are we Kones the Malve, not the Love. Right, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that you can't collect anything. Loas HaKaren v'loas HaRibis. Tosfos said you cannot collect anything, and that's what the Achronim wondered, why is that? That's what the Tosfos mentioned towards the bottom of Tosfos. V'hiksha rivam, dim yafsid kol chovo, yafsid legamre, imkein matzinu love chote niskar. The Mava and the Lova did something wrong, and the Lova wins here. So why is that fair? Says Tosfos, V'omer Ri, the Rivam asked the question, the Ri gives the answer. V'omer Ri Delokasha, Ki Amal Veshemar Viach Knasot Beguf Atu Shevach. The Malve is gaining here. He's getting more money than he started out with. So that's why we're going to find him. He's the one that we have to attack. Aval Halove, but regarding the Love, ein b'maliknos, k'deishi yizoher, shemitchila manas lefra hu love. What are we going to find? That he's not going to have to pay what he wanted to pay, but he was ready to pay. So how are we going to find him? That he has to pay more? No, that's not going to work. So therefore, Tosfos says that's what we focus on the Malva. And the way that the Sholem Eshev expanded on the Tosfos was that by being mafsid, the Malva, by making the Malva not collect, then Memelo, we remove the Avera from both of them. That's how it works. Mizbata lagamre hashtar. Ulamafreya mizbarer shahaloveva edem lo avru beisarivis klal. Kivan shaksivas hashtar, hihi yamachayavatam. Umishabatal hashtar, batal avonam. And once the shtar is batel, so then the sin is batel. Vialma. Imkin yiknusuas alove, shaklalo avar beisaribis, adarabim, yiknusuas alove, lashalim, pekach nigram shashtar, eno batel, valove idemovrim beisaribis. If you focus on the love, it's going to be a problem, because then it'll end up, everybody will have done an avera. We'll find them, but through that we'll have done an avera, and therefore that is not something that we want to do. Good. The other answer, Rabbi Kiva Eger gives another answer relating to when the Averis are done. Maybe the Malve violates, I'll just read it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says this in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sanhedrin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shahalove eino over belav, shal lo simon alav neshech, shachal miyad, be'ez halva. Ela belav do tashach la achicha, shachal rak be'ez tashlam aribis befoal. When does the Malve violate? When does the Lova violate? The Malve suggests, Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on earlier Achronim, the Malve violates immediately by B'shas Aksiva. The Lova violates B'shas Gevia when he actually pays. So if that's true, then here the Lova hasn't violated yet. And that's why we're not going to find Lova. We're only going to find the Malve. Okay. Other issues that are brought up here. The Shvus Yaakov has a interesting tshuva relating to Baale Avaryanim involved in cases. He quotes our Gemara in a context, but he says in Simin Kuf Mem Hey, Echa Tovei Lechaveiro Shenasan Lo Schar Asar Zehuvim Lohai Lo Eidus Sheker Velohei Lo Ozo Eidus. Ruvei says to Shimon, Ruvei brings Shimon to court, and he says to the Baz Din, I paid Shimon to testify falsely for me, and he never did. So he owes me the money. He owes me the money. Uvachen Yachzer Lo Hayud Zehuvim Valo Kofer Bakol Yochol Lahashbia Al Ze Olo. Could Ruvain be mashbia Shimon that Shimon owes him the money, be'isser, similar to this Ribbis case, right? If part of the claim is that we and you and I violated an Avera, does that stand up in court? Or does the Bezna throw everything out? What? You're in other Mesa Masva Russia, and do we say Palgina Dibura? Right? We trust that you owe him the money, but we don't trust like what the type of case it was. We don't notice that it was a ribis or it was Eidu Sheker. Here he's admitting that it was Eidu Sheker. I paid him to testify for me and didn't work. Hinelech Ora, says the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov, we're back of Reicher, 1700s. Lechara Yanira, Afilo Alamode, Shekibel Hasar Zehuvin. Lechora, even if he admits that he got the money, he shouldn't have to pay, he shouldn't have to give it back. Ukehad Isa Bishas Rosh Hashanah. Remember the case in Rosh Hashanah about the people who paid the Baitusim, that paid the witnesses to testify falsely so he can mess up the Jewish calendar with the fires and the moon. Bikshu Baitusim Lahatos es Chachamim. Scharu Shnei B'nei Adam Ba'arba Me'ozuz. Echad Mishalanu Ve'echad Mishalahem. V'menata Ma'aminim Li Harimatayim Zuz Tzurin Lo B'sadini. Right, he says that they paid me. Amar lo mi hizkik lakach. Amar lo emshe bikshu baitusim lahatos es hachamim. Amarti eilech ani vodiya lahem shema yavo b'nei adam shenim hu ganim. V'yato es hachamim. Amar lo masayim zuz nasun l'chaba matana. Take the money. Meaning the money that you pay for somebody else to do an avera has no halachic teeth. And therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, maybe you don't have to pay at all. And then he says, oh, maybe it's different. Take the money anyway. So maybe that's the issue. And that is the ode. Avin Timsalomar Usur La Abed Mamono become Makla Pirish Rai Kwaza Rashi there. Vivkin Hasam Dafka Mishim Migdar Milsa, Shlo Yitu at Stukim Klau, Yisrael, but Tikana Modos, Mashaike, but it didn't done. There's no public problem that has to be fixed here. Leka Migdar Milsa. Tim Hu Huchzak Liskaredi Sheker, call you show me Huchzak. Is this such a common public event that is occurring? Mikol Makom, says the Shvus Yaakov, Lamaisa Benido Didon, Shalo Asa Ha'avera Mitchila Klab Apirsum. Wasn't done publicly. V'gameinu Muchzak L'kach, Miyemar Dika Migdar Milsa L'kansu B'kach, Kamo Hasam Gaba Beitusim. So therefore, he says, maybe you don't. He said, maybe you shouldn't say that it's needed. V'ein L'chalik, and he says towards the end, let's skip a little bit. He says, Ein Liknos, he says, V'atam Nirali, Mikol Makom, Gam Beribis, She'eino Goveh, Marviach Halove, B'mashir Viach, B'mos Hamalveh, V'lo Amrina, Diknosu L'chalik La'aniyim. Says, we don't say, well, maybe we should make, in our type of case, take the money and give it to the poor. So that way, the Malveh won't win, and the Loveh won't win. They'll both be fined. So why don't you suggest that in our case, ask the Shvus Yaakov here, this is how it relates to our Gemara. Say to Hoses Kasha, oh, why don't we find the Loveh? Okay, find the Loveh, take it, give it to that Niyim, so that he won't be violating Ribbis. That would be the best, wouldn't that be? So he says, no. Vatam Nir Ali quotes the Gemara here, and then he says, Ube Pashtus, so Shuvas Masis Bin Yamin, Ein Liknos Lahalove Ulachalik Arevach Laniyim, Ela Imkain, Hechadiga Migdar Milsa Bidavar, Yuyan Sham Klau de Milsa Bidido Didon, Ein Biadin Lakanso Klau, Afsha Asavera, Kiilan Ladamos Gzeros Uknosos Chachamim, Zula Zu, Rakecha de Masino de Knosso Chachamim, Beferish. And therefore, since you didn't find that they did it Lamigdar Milsa, so it's not our job to do it Lamigdar Milsa, and therefore, in our case, you wouldn't take it to give it to the Aniyim, but it's a fascinating Shaila about Bezdin. People want the money, but we might just say, just get out of here. Well, you're talking about the Eder Sheker? The question is, could Bezdin do that? And does Bezdin do that? That's the question. And he's nota in that case to say no. In that case of Eder Sheker, you have to pay. He owes him the money. They didn't do anything wrong in the end. So the Maisa, there was no Avera. His Kavana was bad. but he owes him the money, and therefore he would have to pay it back. And it's not a general problem that Bezer would have to make an example, Lamigdar Milsa, for everyone, like by the Baitusim Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no answer in our case to give it to the Aniyim. Okay, we continue now. Fourth to last line. Tashma. So again, next try to bring a raya to Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna, who said that when you are checking and the person put in too much inferior items, so then Rav Huna said that Menafez Kulo, you gotta take it all out, Detani Ravin Bar Rav Nachman. Loas Amoser Bilvadu Machzir, Elamachzir Loas Kolar Avon Kulon. What is happening here? It sounds like we're coming in the middle of a conversation. So the Rashbam quotes the Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on, sixth to last skinny line. Lakamon beperek base kur. Get to that in the seventh perek. Tznan. Base kur afarani mocha lecha. I measure out a certain amount of land to sell to you. Let's say it was a drop more or less than what I sold. Chaser or yaser. A little bit more. Right, a little bit. Afilu piches rova lasa. Hosef rova lasa. Up until rova, then that's it. We assume that, there's nothing to, that has to be redone. But if it's more, if let's say it's less than the amount, meaning the amount that you sold me is more than the acceptable amount for you to be off in your measurements, so then obviously there's a problem here. But as similar to what we have here, once you have to give back the difference, not only do you give back the little difference, you got to give back everything up until the amount that you were supposed to give in the first place. Loas amoser bilvado machzir, ela machzir, loas kolar avon kulon, the whole rather, even though up until a quarter of a kaf to a base sa'ah, there's automatic mechila usually, but if there's more than that, you have to give back everything. Similar to what Rav Huna said, alma hecha deboi lahadure kula machzir. Mahader. So you see, once you have to return everything. So again, isn't this a raya to Rav Huna? The Gemara says no. Hachi Ashta, maybe not. Hasam, hein chaser, hein yatir amarle. There, he added an extra phrase. What does that mean? Let's just read it and then we'll see the Rashbam. Umihu revia lo chashiv. Yasam revia chashiv. As the Rashbam here says, may ikar hadin by that case, there shouldn't be any mechila at all. By karka is so chashiv, every little amount is, there shouldn't be. The halacha is weighted on the side of not giving anything. You said you sold me a certain amount of land, so that's how much that you should have to give. Because he added the phrase of chaser, yaser, a little bit more, a little bit less, that's why we have a little flexibility. But we're not going to give too much flexibility. And that's why that's not comparable to the case of Rav Huna, which might not have these specific types of umdanis. Umiyo revia lo chashiv, revia, up until revia of a kaf for each space sa'ah is not so chashiv. Yesem revia chashiv. We'll read the next line, even though the Rashbam seems to take it out. Tekiva dechazi le tsarufe, betishas kavin, havi la ara chashivita ba'api nafsha. Since it can combine, come on, Yuma, please. Since it can combine to, a larger amount than it itself has significance for Hadra, and that's why it has to go back. So again, the way the Rashbam explains this Rashbam is on the bottom of the previous Amud. That's where it starts. Says the Rashbam, no, this is very different, because Me'ikir Adin, see on the sixth Y line, on the bottom of Amud Beis. B'din u'demachzir lo es kol ha'ravayim. Me'ikir Adin, he has to give back everything. D'me'ikara lo akni le'mocher midi b'yitra amidas ha'chevel. Really, the mocher didn't give him anything more, and the kohen didn't buy. Ela mishum to amar lebehedia hein chaser hein yeser mistama lo avikani yeser lo bais kor b'afil kol shehu dekarka chashiv hu bifnei atzmo, because karka is chashiv independently, and therefore you shouldn't think that any little amount would be acceptable, like we discussed in the sugyas of ona'a and other contexts. But Chazal say that, you know what, a little bit will give flexibility. But that little bit is only because he added the extra lashon. And again, it's not the same as Rav Huna's context, which is based on umdanis of what is acceptable in a transaction and what is not. Good. We have this idea of when something is small because it can combine with something larger, then it itself has significance. So that comes up. Some of you might be thinking in another context as well. Right? If there are two zeros, 2 0 plus 0 can't equal 1. But something plus something, if it equals a sum, that means it itself has some significance. That's the sugya, as we know, of Chatzi Shir. Sugya, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. The Gemara tells us there that there are two svaras for what we hold. We hold that Chatzi Shir is Aser, Mida Araisa. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Parak Yom HaKippurim, Ayin Gimel Amabes, that this Aser, the five Yinuyim on Yom Kippur, eating, drinking, washing, v'chulu, machlokas rishonim, whether only eating and drinking is daraisa and the rest are darabanan, or all of them are daraisa, machlokas ba'ali tosfis and the Rambam, gets into the sugyas of masra akasal v'chachamim, because after all, if it's daraisa, why they're coolest for kala and melech? That's the Mishnah here on daf ayin gimel, but that Gemara quotes the machlokas of chatzi shir, de itmar, chatzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan amar aser min haTorah, Rabbi Shlakish amar mutter min haTorah. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. What does that mean? For every iser daraisa of ma'achalas asuros, for almost every iser. If I eat a kezayis, I get the aveira and I get punished. But if I eat less than a kezayis, so then I'm not going to get punished, on shimer, only for the shir, but on a daraisa level, I did the aveira. Chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. Again, many other contexts are spoken about this separately, in the context of chametz, in the context of non-machalas asuros, right, that the Baal Yerba Yimatzeh, many discussions of chatzi shir. But the Iker halacha of chatzi shir aser min haTorah is quoted here. What's the svara? So that's 2 days in the Gemara here in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet. Either it's exeris hakasev, kol chelev, any amount of chelev, or, two words, chazi l'itztarufei. Since it is ra'ui to combine with another chatzi shir in order to become a whole shir, so that's why it's aser min haTorah. The language is kivan de chazi l'tzarufe isura ka'achil. Since it is combinable, you are eating an iser. All the achronim wonder how literally we should take that. Does it literally have to be chazi l'tzarufe? What if I eat a half a koseves of food with 5 seconds left to Yom Kippur? So it's impossible that this chatzi shir is going to combine with another chatzi shir. Right? What if there's only a half a kezayis of this iser left in the world? There's only one pig left in the world, and there's only one half a kezayis of the chazir left in the entire world, so there's never going to be another pig in the world. Is it still going to be aser min haTorah? It's impossible that it will ever be mitztaref. How do I understand this phrase? So some achronim take it literally. Yeah, you wouldn't be aser daraisa in that case. But others say no. Rabbi Yosef Engel and others say no. Chazus Tarufe is what we might call a siman, not a siba. It's a siman. The fact that this can combine shows that it itself is significant, even if it doesn't combine in this actual case. Because, like we said before, two zeros can't combine. Two halves can combine. So it shows that it itself exists. Isura ka'achal right now, even if it does not combine and cannot combine in a specific case. So that's what happens here too. Because this amount, once you get a quarter of a kav for besah, is combinable to a larger amount. That's why it itself has significance, and therefore it is going to be a problem, and you have to be machzir the whole amount. Okay, so again, but it's not a raya to Rav Huna. Tashma, we try again, fourth line. Ha'ona, getting into the rules of what we discussed back in the fourth parak of Baba Metzia. The rules of ona'a, of tricking people and taking more money or giving more money than is appropriate in a transaction. Ha'ona, pachos b'shtus, remember the rules, the three levels. Pachos b'shtus, nikne mekach. Less than a shtus, nikne mekach, the transaction works. Is there an iser, less than a shtus? We discussed that then. Is there an iser daraisa? Nothing happens. Because there might be implicit mechila. But if there's implicit mechila, can I do it in the first place? If I know you're going to be mochel me on a little bit of ripping you off, is that okay to do on a daraisa level? Or no? No, it's still so. There's mechila, but the evan, you still can't do it. Okay, but either way, nikne mekach. Yozer mishtus, batel mekach. If more than a shtus, then the whole mekach is batel. And shtus, exactly a shtus, kana umachzir ona'a. But if it's exactly a shtus, it's nikne, and you give back the ona'a. So says the Gemara Amai, why do we say this lehedar at pachos mishtus? Why don't you say, if, let's say, it was a shtus, or even more than a shtus, why don't you say that you just give back to get it down to less than a shtus, and the mekach will stand? Why do you say the whole mekach is batel? Aye, doesn't that prove like Ravashi again? Shvamina, once you find a problem, the whole thing is gone. You have to go back to remove even the part that would have been acceptable in the first place. Shvamina, kol hecha deboi la dure, kula mehedar. It's amazing how the Gemara is bringing all different types of cases from all different areas of halacha, but there's a similar thread in all these cases where you have an acceptable amount of something and then an unacceptable amount. And once the unacceptable amount is violated, do we have to even remove the acceptable amount that would have been acceptable? So you have this in all different areas of halacha. So here too, don't you see that it's a raya to Rav Huna? So again, the Gemara says, no, there are specific issues in each of these cases that would not apply to Rav Huna's case. So that's why in all these cases, you can't bring a kasha, you can't bring a raya, because there were specific details of the case that are not transferable. Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Hasam, over there, meikara shave b'shave, amale. Over there, he's selling it to him for Shave B'Shave. Or at least the Ritva says, Lavdafka Shave B'Shave, but basically the right amount. Umiyu Pachos Bishtus, Lo Yediya Bimana, Umachalinish. We assume over there, he's selling it for the exact amount, but a little bit off is going to be Nimchal automatically. Shtus, Yediya V'Lo Machalinish. Shtus, we have to think that maybe he knows about it, and if he would have known about it, he wouldn't have done it, but people aren't so mochel. Yesem Yishtus, Meratosu Batal Mekach. Meaning the specific umdin is by the case of Onah about the Shi'urim, about what people think. And the second that it's more than a shtus, people are not interested in the deal. They don't want just their little bit back. Really, they don't want to give anything. They don't want to be nis'ana at all. The fact that they accept a little bit is because of mechila, but once they know they were nis'ana, they want the whole deal to be done, finished. They don't want to have to go back. And therefore, in this case, we say, mechatosu ubatel mechach. 2 points on this sugya. The issue of mechila comes up here, which is something that Bezra will come back to in a few months. One of the main issues of mechila is in the first parak of Sanhedrin, that we start this summer. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion, and Tosfos there has a discussion whether mechila requires a kinyan chalipin. If I'm mochel, you owe me money, I say, okay, keep it, it's okay, I'm mochel. Do we have to do some type of kinyan chalipin in order for that to be halachically strong? Or no, it's automatic. That's a machlokas and the Gemara and the Rishonim. It's a discussion. The stipler on that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Simin Hay in the stipler, discusses what the Machane Ephraim really brought up 400 years before the stipler. The Machane Ephraim, a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch, a little bit around that time. So he, most of his sefer is on issues of Choshen Mishpat. So there, he has the suffix in Hilcha Zechiyah Mehefker Simin Yud Aleph, how to understand Mechila. Is Mechila when you owe me money, and I say, keep the money. So am I giving you anything at that moment? Because you owe me. I say, keep it. Am I giving you something or no? I never got it. I am just saying, you keep it. How do we look at that? Is that a hakna'ah? It's as if I have it and I'm giving it back to you because it's a chov that you owe me. Or no, I am just removing myself from claiming and you keep the money. It's not a hakna'ah. It's what we would call a siluk in halacha. E in yano siluk vavkaz zechu yosav, kedugmas hefker ba'alma. It's like hefker, I'm after something. I wasn't makne it. Pashtus hefker is not a hakna'ah. It's just removing my bialus. Oshu inyin hakna'ah, shemakne la hanitva, mashi yishlo alav. That's a question, and the stipler, quoting the Machane Ephraim, says that there are many nafkaminas, at least 3 nafkaminas, that would be tully on this. Can you be mochel to a katan? Meaning, according to Balei Tosfos, who hold that a katan can't pick something up for themselves and own it midaraisa, but with das acheres machne, if someone else is giving it to them, so then the katan can own it, so is mechila called das acheres machne. If a katan owes money to another person, to a gadol, and the gadol says, keep it, does it midaraisa belong to the katan or not? If it's a hakna, yes. If it's a siluk, no. Because it's just like siluk means it's just like he's picking something up from Hefker. So there wouldn't be a haknah there, number one. Number two, what about, comes up in various Gemaras, can I be mochel bal karchach? What if you want to pay me back? And I say, tough, I'm not accepting it. I'm mochel, don't give it back to me. And you're very upset about it. You want to pay back. Could bal karcha work? Could a mechila work bal karcha? So again, if it's a siluk, then lachareh should work. I'm just removing myself. So you don't have to pay me. But if it's actually a hakna, you can't have a kinyan balkarcha, right? Gerushin is, daraisa is an exception to the rule, right? Whether that's even a kinyan or not is a question. We discussed that a few weeks ago about it being an asina. But number two, mechila balkarcha. And number three, can you be chozer from the mechila tokadei dibur? That's his, those are the three, nafkaminas from the Machane Ephraim. Says the stipler, I have a fourth one. What about kinyan? Do you need a kinyachalip? And maybe this will be tali on the issue, whether it's a mechila or a hakna. But then he says, I don't think so. Avav emezeino. Why? Because everybody agrees that mechila ain't sricha kinyan. Everybody holds that way. And not everybody holds that it is a siluk. There are those that hold this a hakna. Ula sovereign de mechila minyan hakna hu gamkin in sar kinyan. Elashu mitamachar. You have to come up with a different reason why mechila would work, and he has a chiddush in yani mechila. Maybe mechila itself is a maisa kinyan. What type of maisa kinyan? Kinyan chatzer. The second that I say, I am mochelit, it's in your rishus, and you're konet. And therefore, maybe it can work out karcha. So you don't need a kinyan, because there is a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan chalipin. Either way, that's mechila. That comes up over here in the issues of onah, where we say in certain contexts there is implicit mechila. Let's just finish up to the two dots, and then we'll make a comment on this gemara also. Says the gemara Tashma, last try. Last try, which is also not going to work. Hamakabo sadami chaver lita. What if I accept to plant trees in your field? Not every tree is going to be perfect and produce fruit. So there's an understanding that some of the trees aren't going to be viable. Hareza makaba alav eser burios lameya. I accept 10 barren trees for every 100. That's the acceptable amount. Yoser mikad, but what if there's 14? What if there ends up being less? Magavna alav esakol. Then you make him uproot, make him start again. Why? Because more than 10 trees is a significant amount of trees for itself. And therefore, again, you see, isn't this like Rafuna? Once there's a problem above the limit, then you get rid of everything. Answer, says the Gemara again, no, there's a specific reason here. Rafuna Rav Yeshua, kol yeser mikan. If it's more than 10, kabalita mitchila dami. Then that's a large amount that it itself has significance. Says the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam. Look at the first wide line in the Rashbam. Shahare karka harbe yesh, sheroi lita, v'chashiv sada shalim bifnei atzmo, fariu ki'ilu lo asa klum meikar b'kablanuso. If you left out 11 trees that are barren, so then you've really been mazik me. Third line, fahare lo kiim es tno, hecha denisha yud alav barios, ukshava lachzer velita yites kulon, tekisha timaskal achshav akayim es tno dami. If you have to plant 11 new trees, it's like you missed out a whole field, whole section of the field for me. That's why you have to do it. Ubi ilan echa cheyita alav kluma. You're going to plant one tree to get it back down to 10? Oh, come, it's nothing. Planting one tree. Right, umisher roy likro sadik on yudal vilanos lakuf chashivi v'lo machol klal. But by the tinofes and the besa, that's totally different factors that are involved there. What's acceptable in terms of how much I accept of the inferior in the larger scheme of things, and therefore you cannot compare the cases. So lebaisa, we end up not asking akasha and not proving rafuna. Right, there's no raya either way in this case. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses, or Zilberstein, talking about being mevatel transactions after they've already occurred. Right, the cases of Onah that we're talking about. Right, we're going to make the whole thing batel. He has the following case: Sheela Maisa. There's similar cases to this that come up in other sugyas. There was a story: a Chassan who lives in Chutz Laaretz, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael to get married, and he went into the store to buy the ring. The seller saw that he had a, what we call in this country, a friar, what we call somebody who he could take advantage of, and it says, whatever the number is, 400 on the ring, and instead of charging him 400 shkalim, he charges him $400. And he goes home, fine, and he has the wedding, and then after the wedding, the mother-in-law asks him, how much did you spend on the ring? And he says, and she says, what? You got ripped off. What up? Guess she wasn't so into the Shalom Bias at that point. He said, why didn't he go back and get your money back? Or maybe she's just trying to help out her son-in-law. Amrloh amochet. So he, okay. Eich lakso labita kazeh chatan peti. My son-in-law is such a fool, so naive. V'dibra la divra genai. So the chassan's very upset. So he goes back to the mocher. So he said, Amrloh amochet. He says, no. I'm not giving you back the difference. You want to go back on the whole thing? Fine. Give me back the ring, and we can go back on the whole thing. The chassan says, but I got married with it. If I give back the money, and he gives me back the ring, was the wedding not acceptable? Were the Eidim nothing? Or was the Bia Znus? I mean, what do I do? Can I do something later on to cause me to then earlier cause what I did to be Bavera? right? And he quotes various sugyas in this case. It was Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. Adam shenisane yocholachzer amekach rachak neshir latagar. Remember, we had limits how long you have to show. So he said, Mistama, he didn't violate that here. He's busy with the wedding. We assume that he still has the time, that he can return it. But he says, where do you look? So he quotes a Torah Lishma. In Jewish Torah Lishma, he says, somebody, what happened here? Again, similar. He says, was somebody doing Pidyon Aben? And he gives the five slime to the Kohen. And the Kohen says, thank you very much. I just accepted that for the money that you owe me. And now you have to give me money for Pidyon Aben. So there too, do we say that, okay, now he's stuck. The Kohen didn't accept it as Pidyon Aben money or not? He says, the Mikivan Davi Aben Kar Birech Beis Brachas, Al Pidyon Veshechianu, Kodim Shinasan Aslam HaKohen, right? You make the brachas before you give it. The Imzeh HaKohen Yomar Shum Kablam Bishul HaChov, Im Kain, he's going to cause his friend to have made two brachas Lavatala. A Kohen can't say that he's Makabal at Bishul Chov, Alas Brachas Shosel Lavatala, Umavir Alav Delosisa. Tough luck on you. If your actions then cause this other person to have done an Avera, so then it doesn't work. So to here, he says it as well, that even if the chassan gets the ring back, he thinks the kedushin of the marriage was good. He doesn't think that it's lamafreya, as we call it. Why? Because by a mekach tos, he even gives another svara. But let's say there's a mekach tos. So, but I've given you my money. So what's the money considered until you give me the money back for the mechatos? The money that the seller has and the ring that the buyer has. What's it considered in the interim? Hakesef shazan alokeach lamocher nechshav d'me halva'a. Umemela yachol litvos es hatava shekila b'toras mashkon. So meanwhile, if you have the halva'a, this is a mashkon. And there's a sugi and Masechus Kedushin about this, but either way, there's an umdin das that, you know, he wants it to be his ring, he doesn't want it to be married. He goes through Lamaisa that there's a way that it could work. But this is part of a larger shaila he doesn't get into. Actions later on that could cause previous actions of mine to have been done by Avera. Yeah, sometimes the opposite also. Do I have to do things later on in order to make my previous averus no longer averus? Let's say I ate truma by accident. I ate truma. Let's say I ate truma b'mezid even. Let's say I want to do tshuva. Oh, I have a great way to do tshuva. I'm going to be shoel on my hafrasha. I'm going to go and say, just like a hafrasha is like a neder, so I'm going to be shoel. I'm a mele. It was never truma. It was never truma. What was it? Tevel. Okay, that's also not so good. But let's say, you know, is there a way to be shoel on a neder, and in that way, you know, let's say somebody else ate truma, and then I want to save them from an isser or having to pay the kohen. So I'll be shoel, but it ends up that the brachas will have been levatala. But I'll save somebody from a worse avera. So again, other examples of changing something later on to make it that earlier. How about if somebody is mizane? Ashes ishes insa. Oh, there are a couple of cases in the Gemara that if you do this, so then Bezin is okay the kiddush shalom afreya, and then the marriage was never a marriage. So somebody will send a get to his wife, be mevatel et shalom befnei shliach, as the fourth parak of Gittin says, and then memelo the rabbanim will say, call the makadish and the rabbanim makadish afkinim rabbanim kiddush mine. We were never married. The child's not a mamzer. Amazing, right? Is that you ought to use? That, first of all, does that work on purpose? And number two, is that a way to solve problems? Generally, we never hear of that. That's something that you should do to solve the problems of mamzeres or of averas. Somebody did an avera, right? You have to tshuva. You can't try to get out of the avera through a backdoor type of discussion. But anyway, here is the opposite case. Here's the case where you do something later on to cause you to have done an avera earlier, right? Not previously. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Martiv shel yayin v'chulu. So we had in the Mishnah that if somebody sells a whole storage house of wine, he's mekabel 10%. Eser kosas oslameya. 10%, and that's what we saw from the Mishnah. Yaakov, 10% is called the miyad amatzi. So, hechi dami, what exactly is the case? E de amarle martiv shel yayin stam kasha. E de amarle martiv ze shel yayin kasha. E de amarle martiv ze kasha. Whatever the language was used, I have a problem here that it shouldn't be regular 10%. This martef of yayin, or the other one, or this martef of Yayin, without saying this. So the Tanya, they're all a problem. Why? Because the Braisa says, Martiv shal yayin ani mocha lecha. If somebody just says, I am selling you a storage house of wine, no sin lo yayin shekulo yafe. You have to give wine that's all superior. No kosasos at all. If somebody says, a martif of wine, I want a whole martif of good wine. Every barrel of wine, even one barrel of wine that is starting to get spoiled, is a lot of money. And therefore, if somebody just says, a martif of wine, so you have to give him wine shekulo tov. Martif ze shel yayin ani mocha lecha, nosin lo yayin ani mkar b'chanus. If you say, this martif of wine, then he's allowed to give him all inferior wine. Wine that can be sold in the store. What does that mean? Wine that's sold in the store means it's being sold right now. It's not being put into storage. Because if it's put into storage, it's going to go bad. Because it's ready right now, and that's why it's sold in the store. Meaning, so if you say that, it's all inferior wine that's acceptable. Martev ze ani mocher lecha, afilu kulucha mitzigiyu. If you sell this one, then whatever it is. And therefore, even if it's already altered to vinegar, giyu. Question mark. Meaning, what's the case in our Mishnah that you have to give good wine except for 10%? That's none of these three possibilities. So what's the possibility? What's the case in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, la'olam to amarle, martif shel yayin stam. Really, it's where he said, martif shel yayin stam, which we said in the Braisa, martif shel yayin, you can't have any bad. So what does the Mishnah mean? Uvetani bereisha de brisa, and switch it. It's chsirim echsira. The first case of the brisa should read umakaba alav as rakosos lameya. In that case, no, you don't have to give full, perfect, super wine. Everything, even 10% there is also acceptable. Says the Gemara, ubistam mi makabel. But what's that? If you don't specify your makabel, the 10%, but you just what you say chsirim echsira. But we have another brisa. Vatani Rabbi Chia hamocher chavas yain lechaveiro nosin lo yain shekulo yafe. You see, if you sell a barrel, you have to get the whole thing has to be yafeh. Answer, there's a difference between a storage house with a lot of barrels and one barrel. Shiny chavis de kula chad chamru. If you're selling one barrel, you can't be mechalik between different parts of the barrel. Wine is wine. It's going to affect everything. So you have to give good wine. You have to give good wine. Then, when it's only one barrel, then that has to give, then you have to give everything. But in a chinami. But if it's barrels, so then he accepts some amount that is that wouldn't be superior, that could be inferior. It says the Gemara Vatani Resvid de Beir Boshia, but we have another Brisa that says that seems to be that the following Brisa works out for our Mishnah, but then creates a stira between the two Brisas that we just said. Martiv shal yayin ani mocher lecha. If somebody says I sell you a martiv of wine, no sin lo yayin shekulo yafe. So that's good. That's like what our first Brisa said. Martiv ze shal yayin ani mocher lecha. If somebody says, this martif of wine, no sin lo yayin shekulo yafeh, or mekabel of esakotsos tlameya. That's exactly what our Mishnah says. That's good. But that doesn't work with the previous brisa, which said that no, you can give kulo ra'a in that case. Vizeu, oter shoshana chaham, mishasenu. And this is the case that's spoken about in our Mishnah. So Gemara says, el masis anami damar leizeh. So the Mishnah is this case. The Mishnah is the second case in this brisa, where you say the word zeh. But kasha zeh zeh. But now the brisas contradict each other. Brisa contradicts. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, ha de amar le mikba, ha de lo amar le mikba." The question is, did he? They specify that it's going to be used for cooking purposes, or it's not going to be used for cooking purposes. If it's going to be used for cooking purposes, it's going to be like something that's going to stay in my kitchen for a while. I'm just going to use a little bit at a time. I'm not going to drink the bottle. I'm going to use it. So if I'm using it for cooking purposes, it's got to last longer. And therefore, it's got to be kulo yafe. If it's not going to be used for cooking purposes, then it is okay. So now we explain. Derav Zvid, de amar le lamikpa. Derav Zvid, that's the brisa of Zvid earlier, is where he said lamikpa, where it's going to be used for cooking, so there it has to be kulo yafe. Brisa de amar le lamikpa. And therefore not. Hilkach, therefore, summarizes the Gemara. Some Rishonim say, this is not Gemara-like to just summarize what we're about to do, everything we've said. So maybe these next couple of lines were put in by the Gaonim, right? Every so often in Shas, you have a couple of lines that seem to be put in, some Rishonim say, the beginning of Kiddushin, maybe the beginning of Ksubis. Hilkach. So says the Gemara, summarize. So Martev shol yayin, if it's, he says Martev of wine. V'yamar le lemikba, and he says I need it for, and it's selling it for cooking. So there's two reasons. I need wine and I need it for cooking. Both of those phrases tell me it's all got to be superior. My teif zeh shel yayin. which seems to maybe to say it's okay to deep this one. V'yamar le'mikba, but it's le'mikba. Nosin lo yayin shekulo yafeh. That's in the middle. You have to give superior wine 90%, but he also accepts 10% lemeya. Martef zesho yayin velo amar le lemikva. There's no reason to think he needs the superior. No silo yayin hanimkar bechanus. So then you can give the wine that is nimkar, that is sold in the store. Stop there for a moment. The Ritva, back on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Ritva quoted a question. Sometimes we have sfeikas about what is meant by some of these lashonos. Says the Ritva, Ulaman da amar de yayin koseis chamra ma'al yehu. If you say that koseis, which means it's good wine, but it's starting to turn. If you say that in terms of other areas of halacha, it's considered wine, lama einin osin lo mimenu, ta'amos mechaveir olav araya. In all these cases, what, there's an umdana? Prove to me this is what you meant. Why don't you say, we know in other areas of halacha, you know, this is called wine. So says the Ritva, Yisod Gadol. The Yesh Lomar, no. Where do we know that this is called wine in other areas of halacha? Tahasam, hu le'inyin bracha u'maisras. You'll still make a bari per gafen. Fine. It'll still be called wine for jumas and maisras. Those are formal definitions. That's why you don't say, that's why it's called wine there. In our case, it's about umdana. We're trying to figure out what people mean when they say certain lashonos. You can't say a mosav mechaveir olav araya there. We're trying to figure out what people mean, and Chazal determined what people mean. Avalini masa umatan kol sheomer martif shoyan ani mocher lecha daitem al yain yafe. Right? There's no suffix here where we say a mosav mechaveir olav araya, and therefore says the Ritva, it doesn't apply here. Good. Ibailahu martif shoyan velo amar lelemik v'mai. We never spoke about that case in the summary though. Somebody says martif shoyan, not ze. Just martif shoyan. And he does not say lemik v'mai. So pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina machlokas. Chad amar makabel. One says he accepts 10%. V'chad amar lo makabel. Man da amar makabel. They each medayi from a different price. Man da amar makabel. The one who says he accepts 10% in that case. And because he didn't say mikpa, daig mi derav zvid. Diktani martik shayan ani mocha lacha nosin lo yayin shikulo yafe. If this a barrel of wine, a storage of wine, I sell you, you have to give him all good. V'yukin med amar le lemikpa. So you have two phrases that tell us that it is supposed to be for a superior type. Taima da amar le lemikpa. So the reason is because he said lemikpa. Halo amar le lemikpa makabel. But if he didn't say lemikpa, then he accepts, even though he said marti shoyayin and he didn't say zeh. But that's one opinion. Umanda amar lo makabel. And according to the one who says no, he's not makabel anything in this context. Daig mi brisa. He's medayikin from the other brisa. Ditanya martif shol yain ani mochar lecha nosin lo yain shekulo yafev. Yukin medelo amar le mikpa. If you don't say le mikpa, so then that is where you could give the inferior. But if you do not say that, then you have to give the superior. Period. Finishing up the brisa, and then we'll talk more about wine. Ulaman, so now each one, what does each eat to do with the other brisa that he was not medayig in? Ulaman da amar da daig mi derav zvid kasha ba brisa. If you're medayig from a zvid, opinion number one, what did he do with the brisa? Say chizurim achzer av achitani. So add in a phrase, ba medvar mamurim da amar le lemikpa, halo amar le lemikpa makabel. So add that in. Umartiv zesho yayin velo amar le lemikpa. That's the middle case. No sin lo yayin. I'm sorry. That's the final case. Both of those phrases mean point in the inferior direction. Good. That's how the first opinion learns it. What does the second opinion do with Rav Zvid? If he doesn't say lemikpa, he accepts the impurities, and we just said otherwise. The Gemara says, no, don't make that diuk. Huadin da'af agav de lo amar le mikpa lo makabel. Even if he doesn't deal with mikvah, he's also not makabel. Impurities. The haidu kimna to amar le mikvah mishum de kashe zeh. We just said that for the other case in the brisa to explain the stira between martiv zeh and martiv zeh. But really, don't be medayik in the other part of the brisa. Anything. Okay, we're about to get into a sugya relating to wine, relating to brachos of wine. Fascinating discussion on tomorrow's daf. Just one or two introductory remarks about it, then we'll pick up with this. Maybe we'll start the first line, we'll see. But when we talk about wine, the koach of wine, generally wine has to do with a lot of mitzvahs. There's a lot of mitzvahs that, right, the birchas ha-mitzvah is always, a birchas, a kosher bracha is always with wine. But, you know, wine is not usually a focus. Generally, wine in the Torah did not bring to great events. Lot and Noach and other cases. There's one day that we focus on wine somewhat more, and that, of course, is Purim. And the Rishonim even question, obviously, Purim also has to be done L'shem Shamayim, and has to be done properly. What does it mean? Chayav Inish Levesumi? Not for now. But either way, the Rishonim deal with the issue of wine is generally not something that we focus on. In Judaism, besides kosher bracha, okay, but there's wine, but we're not supposed to go overboard, chas v'shalom, right? So, but Purim is the one day. Purim is an exception. Why? The Abu Dram says, because the nisim happened through wine, through mishteh. That's why that's an exception to the rule. Says the Abu Dram, Eichivu chachamim lehishtaker b'purim, balo b'kama makomus b'torah, maskir shu michshol gadol hashichras kamo noach v'lot. V'yesh lomar, mipnei shekol anisim shenasu liyisrael b'mei achashverosh, hoyu ha'idei mishteh, ki betchila netrudavashti, menamalchus ha'idei mishteh yayin, and the others, v'yasa melech mishteh gadol, v'chulu, l'chein, that's why wine is involved, because it's a zecher to the nes. So whatever, however one understands that halacha of chayav inish levesumi, that's an exception to the rule of the wine intake on Purim. But what's interesting is in terms of the bracha. Let's just read the next machlokas and then we'll make one comment and then we'll stop. Amar Rav Yehuda, yain nimkar b'chanus that we're talking about. We're talking about the different levels of wines. This was the inferior type of wine. The yain nimkar b'chanus that it's still wine but it's starting to change. Mavarkan labori peragafin. You still make a bari peragafin on it, right? It's still called wine. For Avchizda Amar Gabe Chamra Da Akrim Lomali. What do you mean? Wine that's starting to turn. Rock Akrim means Yain Koseis. It's starting to go bad. Lomali. Meaning, you're going to make a Bori Pragavan on that? No. Rav Chisda holds, you're going to make a Shahakol on that. You're going to make a Shahakol on that. We're going to see later on that the Yain Chamra Da Akrim, we're talking about a case where it still tastes like wine, but it doesn't smell like wine anymore. But either way, that's going to be a machlokas, whether you make a shakal on that or a bari peragafen. We know that in terms of liquids, there's only two liquids that you don't make a shakal on. That is wine, bari peragafen, and oil, in a case where you would drink oil. If you drink oil straight, you don't make any bracha, says the Gemara in Brachas, at least according to Rashi, right, because it's mazik. What's a case where you would make a bracha on oil? If you have a mixture where the ikar ingredient is oil, and it's a mixture that's not going to hurt you, right? So, I don't know, let's say you have a dressing, where most of it is oil and you're tasting the dressing. We possibly have to make a bracha on tasting. So let's say the ikar ingredient is oil. What bracha would you make? Borei peri ha'etz. Oil and grape and wine are the only liquids that it's nishtane li'iluya. It goes up. It doesn't go down. And therefore, you'd make a separate bracha, borei peri ha'etz on the oil and borei peri ha'gafen on the wine. The shaila is, interesting shaila that the Rishonim discussed in the beginning of Brachas. What happens if we think about Bori Pri Hagafen, which we're going to talk about over the next day or so, Bori Pri Hagafen. Interesting, what does the word Pri mean? Pri doesn't mean fruit, because wine is not what we call a fruit. Bori Pri Hagafen. Pri means the product of. Bori Pri Hagafen, the product of the vine. Wine is a product of the vine. That's why you say Bori Pri Hagafen. What happens if you made a Bori Pri Eitz on wine, for some reason? You Yotze? That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether you're Yotze. The question is, how do we, the Ritva, the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, discusses this. The Ritva says that, yes, it would work. The Ritva says, just like Shahakol, just like Ha'adama would work for a Ha'etz, it's more inclusive. So too, Bari Pura Eitz is more inclusive from a Bari Pura Gafen. That's the Ritva. But if you look in Tosfos in the first parak in Brachas, Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis in Brachos says that it would not work. If I make a Bari Pura Eitz on wine, no. Meaning, what's the issue? When Chazal created a new bracha for wine, took it out of the Bari Pura Eitz and made it into Bari Pura Gafen, were they mafkia that bracha totally? Did they take it out of that larger scheme of things? If you look in the footnotes here in the Ritva, in the beginning of Brachas, in the sixth parak, Yesh la yein, ba'at kabul o bracha b'fnei atzma, da'amnam loif kiuk michlal birchas priya eitz, ela deboi pirit yeser, da'vi priya gafen, o efshar demachmas chashivuso kabul o bracha miyuchedes ve'eno klal miyasol priya eitz. That's the machlokas, Tosfos in the Ritva. Tosfos in the first parak, and the Ritva here in the sixth parak. That's interesting in terms of the bracha of Bari Pri Eitz. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue more with this bracha and Yain Mevushal and other issues, Kiddush and stuff, comes up on the next couple of Dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.